Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the light of the believer, the nur and the light of the believer and the mu'min. As you know, iman and faith is one of the very important and central concepts within Islam. It is a concept and an idea which has been repeatedly mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places, as well as the Hadith, like we'll see today. And many characteristics have been mentioned regarding faith, and it's been examined also, obviously, and discussed and analyzed by our scholars in different ways. Today, on Hadith of the Day, in this hadith, we're going to be speaking about one of the characteristics of the believer, which obviously means one of the characteristics of faith. And that is that the believer who has faith, he has a light. And this light will manifest on the day of resurrection in the form of a physical light. And let's look at the hadith, and then we'll talk about and see if we can understand what this hadith is actually trying to say. The Prophet said, "Hell will say to the believer on the Day of Judgment, 'Pass through, O believer, because your light has extinguished my flames.'" So there's two things which are kind of important in which this hadith talks about. One of the things that this hadith alludes to is that the believer will actually pass through hell on the day of resurrection. This is something which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. In one place in the Holy Quran, we read, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, "There are none amongst you but will pass through it." Which, according to some of these, is an allusion to the fact that there is no human being but that will pass through hell. We'll have to pass through it. In fact, it's been mentioned that after the imam who mentioned this hadith says this, the person listening to the hadith, you know, out of curiosity or maybe out of spite, he says that he asked the imam if the imams themselves will pass through hell or not. And they say, "Yes, we will. But when we do, its flames become extinguished." So in this hadith, the same thing is being mentioned for the believer, that hell, the believer will pass through hell, but when he passes through it, the flames of hell will be extinguished. And it's kind of interesting. This is one of the things mentioned in this hadith. The second thing that is mentioned in the hadith is that this extinguishing of the flames of hell, it stems from the light of the believer. So this light that manifests from the believer, right, it extinguishes the flames of hell, right? And this is interesting because we usually think of, you know, fire being extinguished by water and these kind of things, but it's kind of hard to imagine how light, right, can extinguish a flame. And so this is something, you know, obviously this is, you know, the reality of this thing is something that we can't really understand with our feeble human intellects, but, you know, this is something that this hadith says, a phenomenon that will occur on the day of resurrection. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the light of the believer In the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.